Hi, Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680 with Aaron Hill. And fans, Arizona Diamondbacks? Not exactly. Now with the Milwaukee Brewers, and Aaron has been part of our baseball scene for a long time, coming from Visalia, the Blue Jays first, and now with the Brewers. How are you?
Can't complain. Beautiful weather here in Arizona.
How did you get here? What was the transaction that brought you from Arizona to Milwaukee?
And it was a little over a month ago. I mean, that I knew about a couple of days before that something was going on, and yeah. I got a text early in the morning, said, you're going to Milwaukee, and they were happy with getting Segura, and the Brewers, happy about getting Chase and myself and one of our young prospects, Tyler, and so it's good for everybody. Everyone's excited, and change is a good thing. I think so hopefully Segura, has a great season, and looking for Chase and us to have the same.
All right, Aaron Hill is with us. As fans, the Giants open up in Milwaukee with the Brewers, and that'll be the first game. That is on April the 4th. Aaron, you'll probably be playing second base, I assume, at that point. Still a second baseman, are you?
Third
baseman. All right, you're third baseman now. All right, very good. But tell me a little bit about the Brewers. You've been here over a month. Tell me a little bit about what we can sort of expect come April.
Well, anytime a team... What you read a lot is, talk about starting over, rebuilding. I mean, yeah. It's not necessarily a bad thing, in my opinion. It's a great opportunity for a lot of younger guys. And a lot of times what you'll see is you'll get your there's really no expectations for the younger guys, and they come out and do a really good job because they're hungry, they're working their tails off, and a lot of times they perform really well. So it'll be fun to see what happens this year, and it's just, getting to know these guys and getting to know the names and kind of what gets them going. And it's been a blast so far. And Council as a manager has been great, so it's really looking forward to it.
All right, names of players who we may look for. Of course, Ryan Braun always comes to mind. Jonathan Lucroy comes to mind. I see Chris Carter here, a big power hitter. I remember him with Houston. Boy, when he hits the ball, goodbye. That's what happens, and then you're here. Who else should we expect to see? Give me some names maybe that have stood out to you.
I think you're going to see Chase. I think Chase is going to have he had a good year last year, and it was kind of under the radar, but he had a really good year, and he works harder than anybody. I think that's a great thing to have on staff, and I think a lot of the younger guys coming up, especially some of our starters, can learn from that. And it's going to be fun. It really is. I think there'll be some guys that will surprise you.
Matt Garza is here as well.
The Fresno guy. Yeah, we talk about the Central Valley every now and then, so he knows some people I grew up with that went to Fresno State and played with him there. So it's always fun to meet some Central Valley guys.
But pitching is always the name of the game. And we'll talk a little Diamondbacks with you in a second, but Nelson, an outstanding pitcher. A couple of the pitchers last year, Blazek, I remember him out of the bullpen. Boy, he was good. A couple of names that jump out at me, those two.
Yeah, you got Jeffries in there, the fireball, the flamethrower at the end. So, Nelson, obviously, heavy sinker. I mean, these guys, young men, these guys have great stuff. And I think with the younger, and they're just getting started in the first couple years in their career. And if they're just open to always wanting to learn something, I think they can become great because their stuff is great. Obviously, it's good enough to be up in the big leagues. And if they're always open to saying, I don't have this figured out, I'm going to get better, with anybody, I guess with any business as well. But I think they can go a long ways because they have the work ethic, and it's been fun to see with a young core group. So it's, like I said before, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun to see what happens there.
Yeah, we'll see him, I'm sure, in that opening series. I'm sure Garza will be in there, Nelson will be in there, but Youngman will be in there as well. So we'll see. It starts on April the 4th. Arizona and the Giants, back and forth over the last few years. You were a big part of it. Tell me what you see Arizona and that ball club, and now with Greinke over there. What was life like for you, and what do you see ahead for them?
Tell you what, the offense over there is it's tough to beat. I mean, you have guys that they really push the envelope, trying to grab that extra base, just doing the little things right, really, really communicating. They did a really good job, in my opinion, as a young team, communicating to each other what every at bat meant to them and kind of what, and sometimes you guys don't do that anymore. And I thought that was really neat. And I think they learned. They fed off each other. That's why they were one of the top offensive teams in the league. Obviously, you got the power that comes with it, but guys were whole hitters. And the philosophy of there with Turner and Gracie as hitters, Mark Grace. I mean, they did just an amazing. They were an amazing team, and you know, look, I'm assuming they're going to be doing. They're pretty good this year as well. You know, because I think that's a group too that is willing to learn and get better. So if they continue to do that and not just settle for what happened last year, they're going to be really good.
Yeah, Greinke is there. Shelby Miller is there. They gave up a lot of players, you included. I mean, they moved a lot of people to get the pieces they want. And Corbin is back. Bullpen is still somewhat, maybe a little bit in flux. But Paul Goldschmidt, how good is Paul Goldschmidt? Because, you know, we see him, and I always tell Lincecum, just roll the ball into him. Don't even throw it. Just roll it into him, really. They don't even throw it to him. But give me a little bit of your take on Goldschmidt.
Paul's, in my opinion, one of the, if not the best player in the big leagues. I mean, he is, seeing him on a day-to-day basis for the last few years has been awesome. I mean, his work ethic, his attention to detail, and I know he's a pitcher, but he reminds me so much of Roy Halladay, just how he goes about his business. It was business. You know, he was the guy, you know, it was like you carried his suitcase, your briefcase to work every day. You know, he had a plan with every minute of what he was doing that day. And that's what makes him great. And I tell you what, I mean, I get chills just thinking about how good of a career, if he stays healthy through, how, I mean, he's a Hall of Famer, in my opinion. I shouldn't say he will be if he continues to stay healthy. And it's just a great head on his shoulders, got a great family. So it's just neat to see good people have the success like that.
And Aaron Hill is with us. I should keep saying that so people know who you are. Coming up from Visalia now, spends a lot of time in Arizona, but he is part of the Brewers and be the third baseman this year. Some baseball rule changes this year. That slide into second base, and when I originally talked to you, you were a second baseman. You know, now, of course, you're a third baseman. But what do you think about the rule change? And it's like the catching rule a little bit. You were a guy in the middle of the infield. What do you think about it?
Mostly third. I'll be a little bit at second. Mostly third.
Come on, I made you a third baseman. Now you're back to second again. Decide where you're playing already, will you?
Hey, as long as I'm playing, it's a good thing, right?
All right.
You know what? The rules have changed. Unfortunately, there's been people that have gotten hurt, and so it does draw attention to the certain play.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens, because a lot of it still seems like it's the discretion of the umpire, whether or not my intention was to go get him, but I could still touch the bag. So I think you're going to see probably a lot of arguments. Not arguments, but just disagreements between, you know, hey, I still touched the bag, but he could still say that I may have slid late or whatever it may be. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. I understand it, but, you know, kind of an old school baseball. I think some people are split between it, but it is what it is, and I think it'll help. I think it'll help second baseman stay on the bag. Yeah. You know what I mean? Not worry too much about getting, you know, that late hit, but at the same time, you got to. It's the same. Comes down to speed of the runner, speed of the ball. You got to know where that runner is, and as a second baseman, I'm talking about as a second baseman, you got to know where that runner is. You got to know if you're going to get two, or if you got to get out of the way and just take the one, or that's just a feel. And you know, like I said, unfortunately, there's been some injuries, and it's come to changing some rules. So it'll be interesting to see how it comes out this year.
Yeah, Aaron Hill is with us. It sounds to me like, you know, the fingernail touching the bag is not going to be good enough. You got to be able to sort of stay on the bag, and that's going to be interesting to me, and that's discretion. If it looks weird, it's getting called, and that's what I kind of think.
And I look weird sliding all the time, so I don't know how it's going to be, but... It'll just be interesting to see how it plays out. You know, I don't know. Usually you'll see something within the first week or so that, you know, that'll bring to light, and they'll have a discussion about it. But it'll be, you know, hopefully you guys will take it the wrong way, or don't take it the wrong way, and still play the game the right way. And still, because that's the fun part about second base is, hey, you guys coming to get you. I got to get out of the way. Guys have been doing it like that for a long time. So I always viewed it as a challenge, you know. And it comes with the field, too. Like I said, you got to know where that player is. But so we'll see what happens.
Good. Aaron Hill with us. So who are some of the tough runners for you who would come in? The ones you say, uh-oh, he's out first. I better be awake here.
Tell you what, Ty Wigington. Ty Wigington was a good one. Michael Gudire. Yeah, there was a couple. It was more my first couple of years. The last few years, guys really don't come in like they used to, which is fine. But you know, maybe it's because of certain rules or whatever it may be. But yeah, it's just a little bit different. But so I always enjoyed it. because it was a good conversation. You know, he took me out, but I threw it out. You know, they were, you know, one, the common courtesy is, hey, you're all right? And then it's like, hey, nice turn, you know what I mean? So you always want to make sure that your intention is not to hurt a guy. No, and nobody, even when guys have gotten hurt in the past, it's not your intention to hurt somebody. It's just, it's unfortunate when it happens. But you're trying to break up a double play. I mean, you're trying to give your ball club an extra out to hopefully get that winning run.
Boy, nice to have Aaron with us. One last thought. You came up with Toronto, and of course that's when you and I met, when you would come into the Bay Area. Watching Toronto last year and the crowds coming back and the excitement, and what did that look like to you?
I was just talking about that walking in here today, and I said, you know, we didn't have the crowds like I saw on TV this year, but even when I'm playing, you know, playing there my first six or so years, it's really neat to see. It obviously shows what winning can do to a city, and we've always said that city is a great city, and they couldn't wait for a team like that. And what an exciting team, you know, the home runs, all the drama, all the everything that went along with it. It was entertainment, and not just the city of Toronto, but the country of Canada, you know, got behind them, and it was really neat to see the excitement in the stadium.
I must tell you, I laugh when every time I see the Joey Bats bat flip. I must tell you, I'm telling you, I've watched baseball for so many years, and I look at that and it makes me laugh.
Yeah, I mean, he got it. It was a home run. I mean, that's every guy's different. I you know, obviously, it was the emotion of the game. I'm just assuming it was the emotion of the game and big situation. So it got the better of him. And it ends up being probably one of the better bat flips. You know, pitchers hate to hear that, but, you know, myself personally, I've never been a bat flipper, but never been in that big situation either.
So, yeah, you've hit your share of home runs, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, well, it'd be nice to hit a couple in the playoffs. I mean, that's what everybody wants to obviously ultimately play in the playoffs and in the World Series. But, yeah, he's hit quite a – it was really neat seeing him change into who he is now, from where he started when he came over and seeing who he was, and then all of a sudden he's 50-plus home run guy. It was really neat to see. So I'm happy for Jose.
All right. Aaron Hill, great to see you. I enjoy always talking with you. And Giants open up with the Brewers. He will be at second or third or maybe somewhere else. Who knows? You'll call me and let me know where you're going to play. All right. But thanks so much for being on the show.
Good seeing you. Thank you.
More coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.